No, I'm a thoroughbred.
All right, I'll tell you right now. If you ever fucked a broad, it's some shit that the broads really need to get. I mean, there's no way a broad could ever get what a man can provide for them out of another broad.
I'm sure lesbians have conquered those limitations a long time ago.
Limitations is what they gave themselves.
I don't think so. Lesbians are very proud.
I tell you, I'm very interested to watch whatever it is they got going that could actually replace what a guy could do, what a guy and a broad does do to with each other. I don't understand how. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be pretty exciting, but it couldn't be.
It is for lesbians. Yes, it is.
It could be. Could be as good as really not.
Yes, it is. That's being heterosexually chauvinistic.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? I'm a freaking heterosexual. Dude.
I want understanding. You know, one thing you can't totally.
This makes me happier than, like, I tell you, it's a much of a turn on.
Wait a second.
You can't. Broads are very much of a turn on to me.
Yeah, but they're not here for male's entertainment.
Too bad.
Yeah, anyway.
Michigan, I got my own ideas about that.
Great. No, one thing you can never do for a woman, women don't have a prostate gland, so she'll never know that pleasure.
Look,
I can understand how heteros can have great sex, and I can easily understand how gays can, and I assure you, they're all...
prostate gland either.
You had it removed?
No, I just shot it out using cocaine. I got no prostate gland.
Okay, well, that's a different issue altogether. Anyway...
Prostate gland. That shit's for 14-year-olds.
No, it isn't, but never mind. Let's
that's some homo shit, I don't know.
No, it's just...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of fag friends, I don't care, but... I never really got into, prostate gland? What is that? Is that somehow pertinent to the issue?
Yes, it is, but also, I was saying it humorously.
All right, so how is the gland that helps you to take a leak have anything to do with fags?
The prostate gland doesn't help just to help take a leak, it produces sperm.
No, it doesn't produce sperm.
Okay. Well, anyway,
it helps to, squeeze sperm.
That's, yeah, okay. Okay, gotcha. That same thing that helps to squeeze sperm?
It helps to squeeze pee and sperm out.
Okay.
It's
well,
just a little muscle thing.
Well, when a guy's fucking another guy, that prostate is being pressed upon, and it causes a much nicer, it really enhances the orgasm incredibly.
Oh, in other words, if you were a fruitcake, you were getting, screwed up the, say you were getting, woofed up the...
But you can use a dildo or a finger, or a few fingers, too.
You're getting...
I'm not into fist fucking, though. To me, that's gross.
Well, I don't know, but... I mean, I fist fucked a couple bros before, and it made me so freaking hard, I almost killed myself. I didn't fist fuck them, but I tell you, I love my girl... I've had a few girlfriends whose pussies are so, obliging that I could just get my whole hand in there right away. Oh, God, it's so delicious.
So you do a bit of spelunking on your free time.
Oh, baby. But I'll tell you right now. It's like, I tell you this much, okay, and I got a lot of fag friends, and I don't got nothing against fags, but I tell you, when's the last time you woke up in the morning and said, gee, I sure wish I had my sphincter fucking prostate gland massaged by a penis?
This morning?
Right, okay, well, I don't know, dude, I just can't relate. But.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to relate. What I'm saying is that you say you can't imagine sex being as good among lesbians as it is among a straight guy and a straight girl. I'm saying, yes, it is. I'm just explaining what it is.
You get to get fucked, though.
Sure they do. Just not with a penis. That's all.
Yeah, so they got them strap-ons or whatever it is they got.
Or their tongues, or their hands, or their fingers, or whatever.
They don't get to get... right before last I screwed this broad, I met at the Boom Boom Room, right? Charlie Musselwhite. I went over to her, I said, call her back. She's a witch broad. She owns a store in the city, blah, blah, blah. I screwed this broad. I swear to God, I screwed her for about 2 hours. And she was screaming, I swear to God, like she was about to choke to death. She was...
Why did you just get off of her?
Because she wanted more and more and more. I could feel the very bottom of her hole, whatever it was I was going into. There's no way a broad could ever do that for her, what I did.
That's not true.
Well, she's got to use a prosthetic or something.
No, it's more than that. The
whatever it was I was doing.
Yeah. The psychological...
You've got to have a dick, babes, to go off in it.
The psychological... aspect is much more heightened among gays, including lesbians, that makes up, well, that makes up for any physical limitations.
So it's all in your head, basically.
Sex is for everybody, basically, yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Do you want to continue the interview or something? Do you have any things you want to talk about? This has been a great interview. I really enjoy it, but we don't have to drag it out.
No. I don't have anything to say.
What's your name again? Did you say Ross?
My name's Ray.
Ray, excuse me, Ray. Well, thanks. I had a great interview. I like your New Yorkisms, too. They're great.